American English again. Visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. Have fun with English. Present perfect simple and continuous. How do you form the present perfect continuous? Well, first, we start with the subject, I, you, we, he, something like that, and an auxiliary verb. Remember that when we form continuous tenses, we use a full verb and an auxiliary verb. Auxiliaries are usually all about time. When we talk about continuous tenses, we need an auxiliary and a full verb. So if it were present continuous, I am speaking, I am eating, I am relaxing. Today we're going to talk about present perfect simple and continuous. In other words, the differences between the two and why we use those. I have a couple of sentences here for you. I have been working here since 1992. When we use the adverb since, we choose a time, a point in time. He hasn't been sleeping well lately. So the subject I, auxiliary have been, is your participle to, and working here, working, work with ing. Work is your full verb. And ing is the continuous suffix. I've been working here since 1992. He hasn't been sleeping well lately. That's a positive and a negative statement. What about questions? Well, questions are the most difficult part of everyday conversation for students. In other words, positive statements, negative statements, and questions. Questions are always the most difficult because we need some kind of word, a question word, how, what, when, where, who, why, to help us build the question. Question word, how long, with an auxiliary verb have, and a subject, you, he, she, it, something like that, and third form or participle to. And again, we need a full verb. We need some other noun so that we know what we're talking about. Here's an example. How long have you been studying English? When we talk about continuous tenses, we do that with the verb to be. I am, you are, and was, were, if it's the past, and third form, if it has something to do with the perfect tenses. How long have you been studying English? How long has she been playing tennis? Again, we have two questions here, and we're using the question word how. In some cases, either the present perfect simple or present perfect continuous can be used with the same meaning. An example would be, I've worked here since 1992, or I've been working here since 1992. We often use the present perfect continuous to emphasize an action and the present perfect simple to emphasize a result. So let's go back just for a minute. I've worked here since 1992. Remember that present perfect is all about something in the past, something that happened in the past, a life experience, and that experience only goes until the moment of speech. Or when we talk about something in the past, an action, an event, and we use present perfect simple, we may not know the time. We often do not refer to the exact time, even when it began. If I said, hey, I've worked here for a long time, and it might be that I still work here, or it might not. Hey, I'm quitting my job today, even though I've worked here since 1992. Present perfect simple is often used to indicate something in the past, an experience in the past, and it may still be true today, or it may not. I've been working here since 1992. If you use present perfect continuous, that in itself implies that it's probably still true today and will be true tomorrow. We use present perfect continuous to imply lots of time, and we use it to imply an action of some kind. I've been working, I've been teaching, I've been drinking, I've been eating. Something like that implies that I've been doing something, an action, over a period of time. I can use simple adverbs, I can use time expressions. If I wanted to say, I've been working for 3 hours, I've been working for 20 minutes, that might imply that I'm still working, I will be working in the future, and I haven't finished my project yet. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. American English again. Visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. Have fun with English.